This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
The care members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cue the birthday music. No, not for me, not for Super Don. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have birthdays today, but we're going to acknowledge somebody's turning the big 21. It's Super Don's son, Patrick. Happy birthday, Patrick. That's how big and bad Patrick is. We open the show with that.
The Paragon Casino Resort, which just happens to be 5 minutes away from my house.
Yes, it's Patrick at 21. He's going to be flashing his ID everywhere. I just, 21! How's it happen to happen? You kid, 21 years old! Come on, man!
You've known Patrick, you know, with all the time that we've spent together over the years. I mean,
yeah,
you kind of
11 years.
Heard about him growing up just like your kids, right?
He was a snot-nosed kid. My son, at 16, first time, I told you he's out into a bigger room, a bigger school, interacting. He's on the track team. And, you know, kids are, I don't know if they're teasing him. They're saying, hey, you need a different haircut. Because, like, my son, he didn't care. It's like his hair just went down, and that's what it did.
Right.
And they started calling him a hippie. It wasn't that long, but it was just, you know, just fell over. So he's starting to get word that maybe he needs a different haircut. And today he went out and got a haircut. Like, do you know that show Supernatural?
I've heard of it.
Like Sam and Dean. These are the two main characters. One of the guys who's the musician, I forget which one that is. I'm going to get in trouble from my wife and son on this one. But anyway, he brings a picture of that, and then she gives him a haircut like one of those guys. So I didn't recognize, honestly, did not recognize him. And
okay.
That's a whole new chapter, too. Yours is 21, mine's 16, and now cares how his hair looks. So
yeah.
We're entering a different era.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. So Sam and Dean, isn't that like a 50s group?
Well, the Winchester family, supposedly. They're like ancestors from the original Winchester gun people, and they fight demons. So it's that's their show.
It's one of those shows. Okay.
Yeah, they've been on
gotcha.
Like Superstation or something. Anyway, but that's it. The cool thing is I think he drives a 66 Impala, or 67 or 68 Impala. See, I don't know. I hear this from my son about what he, and he's like, I want one of those. So,
yeah.
Anyway, well, there we go. So,
well, thank you very much. It's hard to believe he's already 21, but tonight he will be celebrating, and I don't know. We'll ask him tomorrow how he feels.
Tomorrow he'll be asking, Dad, can I have a coffee enema? My liver hurts.
I doubt that very much.
Yeah. You know, like father, like son. He's not going there. Okay, all right. 866-939-BELL. We're actually not talking about anything of consequence today except family matters. Hope you enjoy it. No, we actually have a big news story to open up. We do advanced medicine every week as well at this time, a little later in the show with Dr. Rasha Bitar. RobertScatBell.com. You can see the links in the show notes there. Thanks to Captain Morgan. She put it up. And let's go back to microcephaly. The mainstream media is still parroting the CDC and particularly the WHO, claiming that microcephaly, the small-headed babies, is caused by the Zika virus, when there is no evidence. In fact, the evidence shows it's not the Zika virus. The only evidence that they have shows that it couldn't be the Zika virus because it's just not happening. And We've been covering this. We've talked about the larvicides, the pesticides. We've talked about what else? Nutritional deficiencies. We've talked about the genetically engineered mosquitoes, GMO mosquitoes, and we've also talked about the vaccine link. And I think, Super Don, didn't you put out one of our SoundClouds specifically on the topic of the Zika, no proof that it's the cause of microcephaly?
Yeah, we did, basically pointing out the fact that there still is no link. They're saying that they are accumulating circumstantial evidence at this point.
Right.
But at the time when we're talking about this, you know, we had just heard that Barack Obama had asked for $1.8 billion to fight this virus, and the scientists at that point were hesitant to even say there was a casual link at that point.
Yes, so now we found a non-casual link. No, not to the Zika virus, but a 1991 government document confirms that the Tdap vaccine is linked definitively to microcephaly. The vaccine link is real, it's known, and it's yet ignored by the mainstream media. And, of course, the mainstream media reports on this as if we're a bunch of conspiracy theorists for pointing this out. It's like, where's the theory? Here's the paper. The study's titled Adverse Effects of Pertussis and Rubella Vaccines, a report of the Committee to Review the Adverse Consequences of Pertussis and Rubella Vaccines. And they list a link to microcephaly. And it is a definitive report. It hasn't been disputed or refuted. And yet our reporting on it, the new media report, I mean, there is no media except for new media. The First Amendment does not exist in the corporate media. It's about an agenda, a pro-global control of the human species agenda, not a pro, what are the facts? Let's report on them and let people figure it out from there. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why we are live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and Talk Network and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and UK Health Radio and SoundCloud now. Because we can't do enough to counter the lies, the fraud, the deceit, the deception of the old media. This story in particular, glaring, glaring examples. And it was published in the National Center for Biotechnology Information. Again, 1991. This is not new news. And there was a summary done by Sean Adli Tabatabai. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, about the research. Yeah, you try to say that real fast. And especially after Patrick gets a few drinks in him tonight, now that he's 21. Give him that name.
A little Robert Scott Bell Show sobriety test. Say this name.
No. No. Or it's a drinking game. I don't know. Anytime I say bureaucratic oligarchy, or let's see, what else could I say that would be a thing that you have to take a shot?
Hegelian dialectic.
If Robert says Hegelian dialectic, drink up. Okay. It's just two paragraphs that are the clinchers here that relate to it. He says, among symptomatic cases, presumed causes are frequently grouped according to the timing of the suspected insult as occurring pre, peri, or postnatally. Now, this goes back to things we published here, John Rappaport has written about, that the assault on a pregnant woman, the chemical assault, the environmental assault, these stressors during pregnancy can manifest as genetic, how would we say it, manifestations, altered genetic manifestations. They call them birth defects. And it's happening from the environment. Now, these prenatal factors are thought to account for 20 to 30% of cases. This category includes, and I'm quoting now, so you don't get me wrong here, I'm not making this up. This category includes cerebral anomalies, chromosomal disorders, neurocutaneous syndromes, such as tuberous sclerosis, inherited metabolic disorders, intrauterine infections, family history of seizures, and microcephaly. And then they link to a paper in 1990, papers in 1980, papers in 1984, papers going back to 1979. So the relationship between these vaccines, in particular the Tdap or the Dtap, and microcephaly has been known in the research literature, in the peer-reviewed literature. Yet for us to bring it up, Super Don, is a conspiracy theory, is it not? We are just, it's, what would be this fallacy? What would they call it? The quackbusters, the skeptics, would they call it the peer-reviewed fallacy? That when we point to peer-reviewed literature, it's a fallacy. When they point to it, it's a reality. I'm just thinking, scratching my head, what would they say to this?
Well, okay. So you want me to play devil's advocate here?
Yeah, find out what they would say to this. Okay. I mean, we're pointing to a government document.
Is there more current research since 1991 that has disputed that link? Because, you know, science continues, it grows, it advances. Old theories are simply that, they're theories. They're replaced by new theories when they're proven wrong. So is there research that has disproven that link since then?
No. No.
You know that for a fact.
Well, look at the inserts to the vaccines. I'm telling you, if you look at it, they would absolutely pull this out of this. They would have to hide this. I mean, if we could find it, then there would be reference points to this already that say, no, that's been refuted. We made a mistake here. I mean, this is a very, very high-level document that the government acknowledges back in 91. So, no, but to your point, that's very convenient because that is what indeed they do.
So don't tell me to play devil's advocate if you don't want me to. No,
no, I do. But that's the point here, is that when we bring science to light in the realm of the peer review, it's never enough because their viewpoint is that it's not part of their dogma or belief system. Therefore, it has to be refuted at all costs. And so they'll basically attack the messenger or claim it's old science. Yet there's legitimate science that's 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. If you will. But we'll move on to the chickenpox vaccine. Old science, right?
That's old science.
So, Liam Sheff's been putting out some great memes on science. Have you seen any of them recently? There's a good Star Wars one he did recently.
Yeah, his pop up every once in a while. And he's is quite a genius when he comes to putting those together.
Busting them up. All right, 2-dose chickenpox shot gets the job done, right? 2 times the charm, 3 times the charm. How many are they going to throw at you? Well, it turns out that giving the first dose at age 1 of chickenpox vaccine, not enough. Never mind that a child's immune system is immature at age 1 and couldn't possibly respond appropriately to the chickenpox vaccine. They say, let's give a second one between 4 and 6 years old, and it's nearly 100% effective in preventing chickenpox. But the question is, why would you want to prevent chickenpox infection when it's by and large harmless, albeit annoying, but we can address it safely, like my kids and many kids have gone through. Super Don's been through it. I've been through it. And instead, they give them the shot and watch the kids get shingles in their teen years, something that never happened before. The question is, why would you want to prevent that infection? Give me a call, 866-939-BELL. Fast food attacking Africa next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
McDonald's. We've been invaded, Superdon. It's a full-scale invasion.
You know what? That is one of those songs where you would not normally be singing about Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Pizza Hut, but you can't help it. It just grabs you, you know?
Especially on this show. Dude, you know, we've done our time. But the invasion is on in Africa, of all places. Headline reads, American fast food chains are invading Africa. Now, I remember leaving the country. Let me see. What did I do? One of my first earliest trips, I was too young to remember that, but in my teen years, I did go to Israel, and they had, I think they had Kentucky Fried Chicken there, and they had McDavid's. That wasn't McDonald's, it was McDavid's, I think.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
They call it McDavid's?
But it isn't. It really isn't McDonald's, but it's McDavid's, and I don't think McDonald's.
Do they have golden arches, or is it like a golden menorah, or what?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't remember that.
And of course, McDavid's, that's great.
I'm sure they serve falafel instead of burgers, but
McMohammed in Afghanistan, maybe?
It could be at this point. Now, remember, I've been to Africa twice, and I saw Kentucky Fried Chicken's there. I remember the first time, in my teen years, I went to Jamaica because my best friend's family was from Jamaica. They were Jamaican, so I was honorary, and they had Kentucky Fried Chicken's there as well. And so they're one of those places that was the first to go global, and then, you know, McDonald's started eking in. But this story includes now not just those two big boys, so to speak, but there are now others like Krispy Kreme and Burger King going to South Africa. And in Côte d'Ivoire, which is the French, horrible French way I've just said it, Ivory Coast in Abidjan, they have now more of the American fast food places. Johannesburg, South Africa, you can get Domino's or Pizza Hut, and that's in the song. Starbucks now launching in South Africa as well. And, you know, if you want to take over a nation, get them on Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins synthetic ice cream. And you've got them. You win them over. You're going to make them so fat and lazy, they won't be able to defend themselves. And that's, you know, an interesting... this is not good news. You know, I know it is for those that hold stock in those companies. But when I traveled around the world, I saw so little obesity. So few cases of obese people in other countries until they started adopting the Western diet. And so we're going around and not dropping necessarily real bombs that explode, but we're dropping fat bombs, diabetes bombs. We're refining the food, and we're saying that's progress. Isn't that great? Look how great we are. We've conquered the world with fast food. And yet, the trend in America is to move away from this kind of fast food. You know, the growth of Chipotle, despite the setbacks and what I would consider sabotage, people are still wanting to eat cleaner. The movement to grow food, to go local, to go farm to table. These things are very real now. Organic has become, as we said, multi-billion dollar business. It's just, it's hard to keep up with the demand, and that is concerning to me and all of you who want to eat clean. Which is why I encourage you to eat local, of course. But
interesting in this article, because I guess fast food is all fair game. They're talking about how the American fast food is competing with the South African fast food, which I didn't realize they had.
Do they have McDavid, too, or what?
They've got this restaurant called Chesa Nyama. Mm-hmm. And apparently it has announced plans to open a restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. So there you go. They're coming over here, too.
All right. Well, turnabout's fair play. I hope it's a South African style barbecue. I don't know what that is, actually.
Yeah.
Well, next time we're in Nashville with TMB, we'll have to check it out. By the way, coming up this week, it is time for the Cal Jam, and we've got updates on that. We've got great interviews from IAOMT this week as well. We'll let you know about who's coming up in a little while. But I hope to see you in Southern California. Still have ways. Yesterday's broadcast, we had Billy D talking about ways you could stream the Cal Jam live if you can't make it to Southern California. So let us know. If you have any questions or comments today, you can call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Would you like some ionizing radiation with your Quaker oatmeal? That's the question. It's going to be answered in another horrible experiment within the United States on the people of the United States, specifically young boys. What was this? Also, questions of the day about juicing and hypoglycemia. And then Dr. Bittar is going to join us for some advanced medicine. Are you ready? I am. We're back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The revised and expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, according to TMB, it is available now. So when you order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online or go to unlockthepowertoheal.com to get the electronic version, you now have expanded information at your, I guess, fingertips? You can call it that, or at your eyeballs, however you want to say it. Glad to be with you, folks. RobertScabell.com for all the links. We've got breakfast cereal in the news, I guess you could say.
And this one is a rather bizarre story because it crosses over into unethical experiments on the American continent allowed by our own governor, I say government, and esteemed research institutions. There's something called Quaker oatmeal. Now, how many of us grew up with Quaker oats? Super Don, you had Quaker oats growing up, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we had Quaker oats, and I think we had something called Mapo. Is there something called Mapo? I just had a
yeah.
flashback.
Yeah, that was...
I want my Mapo.
Yeah, I've heard of Mapo. But, you know cream of wheat? Cream of wheat was another one.
Right, yeah. And we never really did that. We had oatmeal, though. And evidently... Back in the 1940s, there was a lot of competition, as the breakfast, the pre-boxed foods, Quaker Oats and other companies were coming out, including what you said, the cream of wheat thing. And so there was a study conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. We're talking MIT. I mean, you want to talk about a research egghead institution, that's like almost top of the charts there in the Boston corridor. And they evidently now, and this is according to the New York Times, they did a study on these oats. Unbeknownst to the boys, 100 boys that were, I guess, enticed to join this experiment. What were they going to... Oh, they were recruited to join this thing called Fernald Science Club. And the parents, the boys who had parents or parental guardians... They were told they were taking part in a study, so at least there was that. But it was in connection with the MIT Nutrition Department and to help improve the nutrition of kids everywhere. So that sounds really good. They were going to be given, according to this study, a quart of milk daily. They were going to be taken to a baseball game, to the beach, to go to some dinners, and that they would enjoy it greatly. One thing they neglected to mention to the boys or the guardians or parents of these boys was that the Quaker oats that they were going to provide to them were laced with, get this, this is stunning. I'm reading this and I can't believe what they did here. It was laced with, I don't even want to say, this is so disgusting. It was laced with radioactive iron and calcium.
Oh.
Laced with radioactive iron and calcium.
It's the right thing to do.
No, Wilford
no,
Brimley, it is
no.
not. It is not the right thing to do. Dude.
I don't think Wilford Brimley was a part of that.
Maybe he was one of the kids. He survived. Can you imagine this? They made Quaker oats with radioactive iron and calcium. And you know why they did it? Cream of Wheat was whipping them in the marketing departments because they knew how their nutrients in their cereal was traveling throughout the body. So they radioactively tagged the iron and the calcium in the oats to track it later through ionizing detection technologies. So they would take a reading and then they could report in their advertising, look, the nutrients in our oatmeal. Look where it goes. We do better than cream of wheat. So 45 of the victims sued. In 1998, MIT and Quaker Oats signed a $1.85 million settlement. State of Massachusetts also paid between $500,000 and $1 million to 27 participants. And there's still more lawsuits. This is the kind of thing that was considered science. For all of you science worshippers. Again, this is where Liam Sheff is just nailing them. Because they're part of a strange death cult that are willing to do these things to children. We're not even bringing up Tuskegee at the moment. We're not bringing up the willingness of the American government to sponsor... What were the horrible experiments done in Guatemala? We've been covering that, but who knew? Radioactive oatmeal for kids so that we can advertise how well our nutrients are taken up and how they go into the bones or wherever they went. Now these kids had radioactive bones. How many of them had cancer? I mean, this is incredible. There's a book called The Plutonium Files that was written on based on unclassified and declassified government documents. And there was loads of Cold War medical experiments with radiation. I mean, the American people were being showered with radiation. And, of course, cancer increased in the 20th century largely due to that, although there are many other causes as well. Another reason why you want to take extra selenium every day. Do the EMF detox every day. These are the kind of things that are just stunning to learn, even though it shouldn't be shocking, but this one was, I mean, come on. Let's recruit 100 boys. We'll tell their parents we're going to give them milk. We'll take them to baseball games and the beach, but we're not going to tell them they've got nuclear oats.
Maybe they were trying to create like a superhero, like Spider-Man or something. Ate radioactive oatmeal, and now he can climb buildings and shoot webs.
Didn't work out so well. No, it didn't work out so well. No.
All right.
Incredible. All right, folks. Well, again, selenium, very important because of the Fukushima disaster that increased background levels of radiation once again on this planet and all the way around the North American continent, particularly on the Pacific side of things, where we'll be, by the way, for the Cal Jam coming up. But right now, we're going to go back to our listening audience who leaves us messages from time to time by calling 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or just write a message for us at the website at robertscottbell.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Mike. He says, I'm an avid listener. I've listened to every episode for the last 2 years on podcasts while at work, but I am stumped. I get Super Don. That's pretty good. Every show for the last 2 years via podcast.
6 days a week. That's a lot of shows.
Well,
it's the right thing to do.
That's more like it, Wilford.
Yes, it is.
That's
radiation free radio. Right.
Thank you. That's very good, Super Don. You should quote that and make a new bumper. Now, about 10 years ago, Mike says I would work out or mow the lawn and start to feel like I am weak and getting ready to pass out. After tons of tests, including the glucose tolerance test, I was diagnosed with hypoglycemia. So I started to eat things that prevented that feeling. And about 1 to 2 times a year, I would start to get that feeling and eat something appropriate, and within 24 hours, it would go away. I'm not sure that the hypoglycemia is not just a symptom of a bigger problem. And I'm not so sure that it's not an autoimmune disease. I have also noticed that when I get cuts, I really have to baby it with peroxide and silver to heal it. I have been taking, for about 2 months, once a day, Carnivora, selenium, GTF chromium, vitamin D, vitamin C, and a few other supplements. Now to the confusing part, Mike continues. My fiancé and I started juicing recently in the mornings with kale, chard, spinach, bananas, strawberries, carrots, protein, powder, and a few other things. We don't do it religiously every morning, but I have noticed in the mornings after the juice, I've started to feel weak, like my hypoglycemia is kicking in. Why is that? Is it because my body is juicing out the toxins and that's why I feel this way, or am I not getting something else that I need? Thanks for everything you do. Mike, that's a lot of info, and that helps me to give you some responses. I can't give you a definitive answer because, obviously, why because? But I will say this, that if you're taking, for instance, those supplements you mentioned once a day, which is what you indicated, although it could be others, the GTF chromium to counteract the hypoglycemia may be needed in those serious deficiency scenarios. 100 micrograms, which is one tablet, 3 times a day, sometimes even a fourth one in circumstances where that deficiency is so severe. So if you're not already doing it 3 times a day, up it to 4. If you're not doing it 3, then do it 3 at least. And that would be good. Also, here's another way you can do this. Because my roots are in homeopathic medicine to begin with, before I even learned about the whole food minerals like this GTF chromium, you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, by the way. He's at 866-424-1077. The use of two particular homeopathic remedies I've mentioned from time to time here could be a good test for you. For instance, if you get that weak feeling, I want you to try taking a dose of lycopodium, homeopathic lycopodium, L-Y-C-O-P-O-D-I-U-M. That is the remedy that addresses the pancreas, hypoglycemia, some diabetic symptoms as well. And if that doesn't do anything, try a dose of iris, I-R-I-S. Again, homeopathic iris. I prefer lower attenuations or potencies, 10X, 12X, 12C, 15X, something along those lines if you can get it. And that is what I would say. Pay attention to how your body responds. If you immediately respond to them, it's a good indication that, indeed, we're still dealing with the pancreas and hypoglycemic scenarios. If not, then it gives us a clue as this is other things. Could it be that your body is detoxing? Sure, you know, especially in that response to the juice. It doesn't always happen that quickly. Usually you're talking about a glycemic impact of juice, which, you know, there will be sugars. You're not adding them, but as a normal part of the juice without the fiber. You know, if you're juicing, you're losing a lot of the fiber. So you want to make sure you're loaded up with that GTF chromium. So that's what I would say to you, Mike. Let me know after you do what I've just told you, if you're still in that situation, and then we can go further. Because if you're having that experience, I'm sure others are as well. See, I didn't even put you on the spot, Super Don, with the Latin named Lycopodium today.
And I totally knew it, too. So,
I knew you would. That's why I was like, this is not even a contest.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. So anyway, Mike, thanks for writing in. I appreciate you listening that steadily. That is impressive. And Wilford says it is the right thing to do. Tell your friends. Now, one more story here. Replanting America, 90% of what we eat could come from local farms. This is cool. Comes from a website, takepart.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says, eating a local diet, restricting your sources of food to those within, say, 100 miles, seems enviable but near impossible to many thanks to lack of availability. Of course, we're used to getting food anytime we want, even out of season. It's been now decades of this. And there's going to be a time when oil isn't this cheap, isn't this plentiful, and unless we've re-engineered the grid to work on Tesla technology or alien technology that I don't know about, we're going to have to start growing our own food. So read this article. It's a very, very pertinent article to the next phase. If not for you, then for your son Patrick at 21, because he's going to be impacted by it more than we will, Super Don. Just saying.
No coffee enema needed, though, right?
No, not on that one. No. Grow your own food. Kids, grow your food. Learn now. We planted some stuff. I'll talk about it on the other side of this break, along with pet therapy with what?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
It occurs to me one more thing that Mike could do with the juice is to add a little fat, because we talked about the fiber, but what about the fat? Maybe take a tablespoon of coconut oil. Raw organic virgin coconut oil would be awesome. Whether it's a virgin or not, that's up to you to decide. But the coconut oil, raw and real and organic and clean. Might be a good thing as well. Try putting a little fat in there with the juice, or a tablespoon with it, or right, or chaser right before it. Either way, that might help to interact with you. Can you do tablespoons of coconut oil, Super Don? I never asked you that, have I? Have you ever done
teaspoons?
That? Yeah, I mean, literally. I love coconut oil.
I haven't used it that way. No.
I could take a shovel and like shovel it, and I could eat it. I can eat that like that. Some people are like, ooh, that's gross. Some people could do that with butter. You ever see people do that?
With butter?
Yeah, yeah, spoonfuls of butter.
I've had my share of butter, that's for sure.
I bet you have. Dude. All right, well, let's move on to... Well, before we move on to the pet therapy, I just want to remind everybody, Costa Mesa, California, the Cal Jam. CaliforniaJam.org or CalJam.org. Check it out. Online tickets available, or you can stream it. Go back, listen to the archives. They'll be up at SoundCloud. At robertscottbell.com, there's a link that says archives, I believe. And you can click that and get it. But we're going to be in California. We've got lots of cool folks that are going to be joining us, including Dr. David Kennedy, who I interviewed at IAOMT. We'll get him on tomorrow. Talking mercury and fluoride. We've got a number of interviews this week that are very, very important. If you're not sure what's going on with you and you've done everything you think you know possible to get well and you still haven't, look at the issue of mercury. It's big. It's bad. Advanced medicine coming up in a little while with Dr. Bitar, but first, some pet therapy. I like this pet therapy story, Super Don. It's on CNN, but there's evidently, a different kind of pet therapy. It involves llamas and alpacas.
Yeah. Try taking that one on a bus, right?
Right.
This is my therapy llama.
service dogs, but this is a therapy llama.
Service llama.
Yeah. 400 pounds. And they said that the people that bought this llama or these llamas initially, they said they were looking for something to mow their lawn. So instead of a lawnmower, they got alpacas. And one of them was just so friendly. It was just love people. Because you know this. I think you have stories with alpacas or somebody in your family has. Because they're not that nice necessarily to people.
Now, I have always heard that you don't look a llama in the eye. And I was a little kid. We went to a petting zoo. And apparently my dad did just that. And he walked away kind of, he got slimed by the llama.
Spitting good, llama. Yeah. Yeah, and also zebras. Stay away from zebras. They can be very angry or, let's say, non-friendly. This is the case. Now, all animals have the potential to do extraordinarily miraculous things. I remember, did we ever interview them on the air? I think we did. Alan and Linda Anderson. They have a series of books now on angel animals.
We had her on, I believe.
Linda, okay. But
yeah.
I mean, incredible stories. They have angel dogs, angel cats, angel horses. I mean, the kind of stuff that animals can do. If you don't think animals are soul too, right? You hear these stories, you read about these stories, and even, you know, these therapy animals and the gift that they give to kids, much less adults who are in need of a little bit of unconditional love. You know, they have a picture of, you know, you hold a carrot in your mouth and the llama comes over and takes the carrot, gives you a kiss. And evidently, I didn't know this either, but llamas don't have top teeth. They only have bottom teeth. So they can't really bite you. So it seems like it's been approved by whoever approves assistance animals.
I just whatever. You know, every once in a while, one of these stories comes along where somebody's got I'm trying to remember, a while back we were covering a story, and I believe the person had something like a therapy chicken, or it was a therapy.
Yes, right.
You remember that?
Very strange.
Whatever.
Animal.
You know what? Listen, people can relate to animals. Animals are really awesome, and if you can hang out with an animal and it helps you feel better, more power to you.
Absolutely. We love those animals. Listen, next hour, advanced medicine, we've got extreme fatigue. Hopefully not, but could it be multiple chemical sensitivity? We'll talk about that. Also, the autism link to genius. Interesting. Radiation from cell phones, inflammatory bowel disease. We got lots of answers for you next, so stick with us. In the meantime, remember this, folks. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.